Wow. That's just me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You're funny. So I didn't know that it's a 10.
So I said...
I figured one of them was.
I said king, queen, jack, all 10.
Uh-huh. As well as 10 being 10. Yeah.
And then once I think you grasped that, then it got into weird territory.
Just out of curiosity, in your mind, what would you think?
Well, I would think if a 10 is a 10, then a jack would be an 11 and a queen would be 12. And, you know, I mean, that makes sense to me.
Isn't he great?
He's amazing.
Isn't he great?
You may be the only person in Las Vegas that had that issue.
And I think probably when you play Buzz Jack.
I'm looking forward to going to the Excalibur next time to play War.
They do have table war, casino war.
Very cool.
I do think that if Buzz could grasp the rules, that he could get it.
Well, yeah. I'm sure your math skills are solid.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. Well, unless I'm under pressure.
You know. Did you have the opportunity to double down once?
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you know what he did? He pulled a 5 and a 6. He had an 11. And as everyone knows, you almost have to double down.
Unless the dealer's showing a 10.
Right.
I would have doubled down if I knew what that meant.
And he got a nice 3 to go with it. And then the dealer, I think, drew to 20. And I believe we just said, Buzz, put 2 more chips up there. And he, you know, followed directions. And then he lost 20 instead of 10.
And then he got very mad at him.
I bet you were angry at that.
No, not really.
You kind of had a look that said, you know.
Say naturally?
Yeah, that's what my look said.
Thanks, guys.
No, my look said naturally. No, I blame no one except the games themselves. I just don't care. I don't get the attraction.
He's got the 6 and the 5. And Rob and I both at the same time say, double down.
Right.
Double down. Okay, next card, and we're going, next card, come on, come on, let's get a face card, come on.
Did you win any hand at all?
No. The whole time we were in Vegas, I think I gambled about $80 and lost every penny of it, and what drives me crazy about that is if I had taken that $80 into, like, Tower Records, I'd come out with a stack of CDs and have something to take home.
But Buzz, you have a lifetime of memories of you had an accident.
You got to
play roulette.
Well, you're better off probably not gambling because I know. Lord knows I've lost thousands of dollars gambling in casinos and I've won, but I've lost more than I've won.
Someone had a very valuable $80 lesson, and some of us can spend thousands of dollars and never remember.
Thank you, Rob.
And then we went to dinner.
That's the part of the show we'll get to now.
Okay. While you guys were napping, I will tell you that I was ramping up. I was done with my golf match. I went upstairs right after I saw you at the pool. I was only at the pool for about maybe even less than an hour.
Yeah, like a cameo. You weren't there, but you're not a pool guy.
I hate lying out in the sun, and that's why I gave that lady the my seat, because I don't like sitting on the, I hate it. I don't like baking in the sun. And while you guys were like down there and then maybe going back and taking a nap, I immediately went upstairs and showered and hit the tables. And, of course, when I hit the tables, it was really time to begin the free hooch.
Okay.
Which happened to be, unfortunately, Irish.
So you had at least 2 or 3 hours start on us before dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, see, I didn't know that Friday or Saturday night when we went to dinner. I didn't
certainly
know that.
Certainly a 2 or 3 drink start.
You actually, when you met us for dinner, you said you had a 7.5 hour start.
Yeah.
Before dinner, as opposed to, say, 2 or 3.
Yeah. God. Well, no, 7.5 hours, that would have been,
That's what you said.
Was that right?
Well,
when did I leave you at the pool?
Maybe about 7 hours.
Sounds right to me, Buzz.
Because remember, Buzz, we are on East Coast time.
Right.
So,
yeah. Right.
Right. Mike left at 2 real time East Coast time. So, you left us at about 11. You were gone for about 6.5 hours.
There you go.
So here's the deal. On Saturday, we're going to go to the fight, the HBO fight. They hooked us up with.
We all meet for dinner at 6:30 Vegas time.
Right. Great seats. And I know right away, as soon as I sit down,
I make the reservation for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put as much good stuff as I can.
Thank you,
after
Mike.
I gave the lady my seat. That's it. That's the only good stuff I did.
Great.
Mike's already in his mood because when we sit down, the first thing you say is, where's the wine angels? Were they wine fairies?
Wine angels. What it is, mm-hmm. It's this restaurant that's famous. I've seen it on, I think we mentioned the Discovery Channel. I've seen it on one of those travelogues where they show the wine angels. They got this big tower of bottles of wine, and they hook these people up to bungee cords, mm-hmm. and they go up and down, and that's one of the big things. And we're sitting there, and there are no wine angels. And I wanted to see wine.
Now, I was counting at the table. There's 4 of us. I think there's only one who really wanted to see the wine angels.
It would be only me.
Didn't you even ask for a wine list just so you could see the wine angels?
I did indeed, Don.
So then the waiter comes by, and Mike says, hey, where's the wine angels? So the wine angel, the girl gets in the harness.
But does a demonstration. I guess not a lot of people were ordering bottles of wine.
No.
So what we get is a demonstration of the wine angel where she shoots to the top of the tower and then comes right back down and then disengages.
You were not happy with that.
Well, I guess you'd have to go 6:30, a little the early crowd, the older crowd, perhaps, and maybe later on about 9:30 is when you get the serious wine kind of.
I'm sure.
So you weren't happy with that.
Well, I was happy that they actually did it. I said, "There goes the wine angel," but then she was done.
But then when it was done, you said, "Hey, what's the big deal?"
Yeah, I did.
You did.
I probably said that loudly.
So you do remember.
What's the big deal with that?
You do remember the deal.
Whoops,
you
do.
Come on.
And come on.
I think dinner was uneventful. I was tired. I had been out of the pool. I'd been drinking. I'd taken a nap. And on more than one occasion during dinner, this is when this started. You would just tap me on the shoulder during dinner and go, "Hey."
You know, it was a friendly tap.
It started off being friendly. Mm-hmm. And at dinner, you tap me on the shoulder. "Hey, come on. Have another one. Have another one." And I said, "I already had one." He said, "Have another one."
Mm-hmm.
So that was my first indication that it was going to be one of those nights. We get down by the fight, and we have great seats. How many rows away are we? Like five rows
five
away?
Five rows back.
5 rows away from the fight. And all of the celebrities are coming in, mm-hmm. and that's when you started. You were sitting to my left.
Mm-hmm.
It started out very playfully.
Right.
Because you said, "Do you want to make a bet on the fight?" And I said, "No, you just won that jackpot. I don't want to give you my money." And you go, "Aw, come on." And it started like that with a push. And I went, no. Come on, I don't want to bet you. Then as the fight got closer, you said, "Hey, come on." And now the open hand has turned into a fist. And it's like this. It's, "Hey, come on. Come on, let's bet. Just $100.
I remember that.
And I said, "Okay, $100 on Winky."
Now the fight's going at this point.
Yes, now the fight is going. And,
it's really not, as anybody that watched the fight, it's not apparent that there's anybody. It's a very, very evenly matched fight.
It's a close fight. But every time Winky, is that the guy's name?
Yeah, Winky Wright.
Right. Mm-hmm. Every time Winky gets a shot in,
yeah,
you turn and you go like this to me. You go, "That's my man, Winky." Now,
we didn't bet, though. Right?
No, we didn't.
There really was no bet.
Because it was around.
We in fact, you had offered to bet me, and then I pulled out of the bet on Friday's show.
After about the fourth time that you really started punching my arm, I said, I was kidding, talking to Three Stooges, I said, "Don't hurt me. Stop hitting me. You're hurting me." Well, you didn't.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear this.
Yeah.
And at this point, the fight is not the greatest fight I've ever been to. And
I didn't think so. You know, I talked to a buddy of mine that watched it on TV, said it was a fantastic fight, so maybe it looked a little different when we were there.
Awesome. Well, We started heckling. Now, keep in mind, we're in a boxing arena.
People are cheering,
you know,
shouting.
3,000 people there.
We're kind of going, "Come on, come on." You know, especially when one guy gets a punch in and kind of knocks the guy back. You want to see him finish. You
and know I know one of the things that I screamed was, you know, "Do it for Arliss!" Now we have a bunch of HBO PR people in front of us,
right?
And the one lady turns around and says, "Hey, listen, this is a working area."
Now, that's the lady. Was she with HBO?
Yes, she was PR with HBO.
Oh, really?
The redhead?
Well, then we're not getting invited back.
She said, "This is a working area." I said, "Oh, come on, we're having some fun." And then Rob started doing his, and even Buzz was yelling like.
I looked around. I didn't see anybody working. Nobody was sketching notes into a
and
pad.
I think we were simply rooting for the fight.
And we were yelling stuff like, "Do it for home box office!" Yeah. You know, dumb stuff like this.
So friendly crowd. I mean, the best way to get us to keep doing it is to turn around and say, "Shut up."
So the girl gets mad. This is after the third round. She gets up and she leaves. Now, while she leaves in the time in between the rounds, Mike turns to me again and says, "What about this fight? I told you, Winky." And he goes, "What do you think?" Now this time I showed you the bruise on my arm. I mean,
sorry,
you freaking punched me in the arm.
It was still not, you know, the intent was not to injure.
I'm still sitting there, but I'm thinking Buzz now has already gotten up and left.
Yeah.
Buzz has said goodnight, and
I was frightened.
I was frightened by the less than friendly PR lady.
Yeah, she was not pleasant.
No, it just wasn't pleasant. So
I mean, she wasn't pleasant from the minute she sat down in front of us.
So right. Buzz leaves, and Mike now has hit me in, all this time, I said to Rob,
and you're tired, and you're getting ready to leave.
I said to Rob, I'm really getting angry, Mike, over here.
I was unaware of this.
He's slugging me, you know, and he's like slugging me as his buddy, but it's like I keep telling him to knock it off, and then Coco, the lady that we had on the show Friday from HBO.
Yes, yes, the lovely Coco. Yeah.
She came over, and I heard you chatting her up about...
And she's also talking to the not-nice lady.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
right.
And then the not-nice lady leaves. Mm-hmm. And Coco says to me, what was going on there? And I said, oh, we're just, like, yelling Arliss and stuff like this.
We were just having fun. We weren't disrupting anybody.
Mike says, hey, hey, and this was the last time that you punched me in the arm. You went... Hey, 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 girls! Talking to Rob and I. She's on our side! And I had your boozy, hot breath coming at me. You just hit me, I swear to Christ.
I hit you the last time.
The ninth time in the arm. You hit me in the arm, and it's like, I just said, that's it. I leaned down, I said, good night, pal. I put my hand on Mike's shoulder. Good night. I left. Now, this is the...
And then Rob and I watched the rest of the fight.
This is the beautiful part of this. The next morning.
Yeah.
And I'm plenty hot at Mike, because I got up.
Well, I got up. I had no idea that you, you know, I thought you were done, that you were, you know, just frustrated with the whole thing. I had no idea, and I mean no
I
idea.
I know you didn't.
That you had left because of me.
This was the funniest part. Mike's so hungover in front of a hotel Sunday morning.
Catching the cab.
Stand outside to get the cab, and he comes over and he says to Buzz, where'd you end up last night? Buzz says, I went to my room. I went to see. He says to me, you know, all happy and stuff.
No, I said, where'd you go?
I said, where'd I go?
Here's how it goes. I remember this part. I said, well, why did you leave? And you said, because you were annoying me.
he said, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, you said, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I left because you were annoying me. And I didn't know that I had actually
and you said, what,
caused a bruise.
You said, what did I do? And I said, you started tapping me at dinner. And then, like, during the fight, you were really... hitting me, and then
I didn't say girls. Also, at the end, I said ladies.
Well, ladies.
I mean, why do I now? You know, it's a moment of clarity. I
coming back.
Remember
anyway, and I, ladies, she's on our side. She wasn't even getting into what was it. You were just yelling at Rob and I about this,
right.
And I just said, "Forget it." And I said, "So you were mad at me?" I said, "Oh." Man, I was steamed at you. It's like you're...
You were so annoying.
You're jerking.
And, of course, I'm helpless at that point. You know, I'm just sitting there going, oh, my God.
Yeah, and the thing is, Mike didn't even... how can you be mad at your best buddy? Mm-hmm. He doesn't even remember. I said, don't you remember? You kept hitting me, and I said, stop hitting me.
I mean, you know what? I do remember the ladies thing that mm-hmm. I said, but as far as the multiple blows to your shoulder, nah, wasn't tracking with that at all. And all I know is I got... up and because I got frustrated right at a certain point, Rob.
Yeah.
Right towards the end of the fight, I got up. I said, "This sucks. This is like nobody's knocking anybody else out." Yeah. You want to see a knockout when you go to any fight.
Hot and cold on Winky and went round for round, like round 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right.
Finally got so upset because, and I think you were right. Winky wasn't ready to close the deal. On
it looked like Winky like would stagger Sugar Shane a couple of times, and then he wouldn't go in for the kill. And that drives me nuts. And I'm a big boxing fan, and I hate it when that happens
between the 11th and 12th round.
And all I know is that I walked out. I got up out of my seat. I started walking for the exit, and then I'm having a conversation with a guy that's in the front row of the bleachers section. I'm having a conversation with a total stranger about how I think the fight is fixed.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of that, too.
And at that moment, apparently, while my back was turned, something happened, and you can enlighten me. Was there a knockdown that I missed?
In the last 10 seconds of the round, because, you know, you get that click, click, click sound.
Right, exactly.
Seconds.
Yeah.
Winky got in one punch, and Sugar Shane fell to a knee.
Oh.
But they didn't give him a knockdown.
Okay.
So that's what happened.
And then the fight was over.
It was a decision.
And then you went out and had...
I went to the Luxor.
More of a night.
The land of pyramids.
I went to the Luxor and had more. You know, it's free out there. Did I mention that?
And you know, I won't embarrass you.
Egyptian.
What'd you say?
He was walking like an Egyptian.
In the pyramid.
That's
right. It's a impressive hotel.
Great place.
I won't embarrass you by playing the message mm-hmm. that you left last night.
Yeah, well, I followed... I was perfectly sober when I left that message.
Oh, no.
I meant it, too, but
I
really...
Oh, I know
thought,
you did.
Because when you got off the plane, I thought Tom was still mad at me from my evening, and it's frustrating because I don't know.
I'm just tired.
You don't want
to. Yeah, I mean, it's tired. It's a long flight.
And it's like, we waited
3 hours on the tarmac in Las Vegas before the plane took off.
So the message I got from Mike was so funny because it was serious. It was, hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't realize I've been hitting
you.
I didn't realize I've been hitting you. I'm really sorry that I ruined Saturday night. And then he said, I don't know if I should keep drinking or not.
That's the truth.
Oh, that's cute.
My vote would be no. Based on the fact that it's just, 24, 48 hours now until...
Look around cafe.
Yeah.
Patrick's there.
You got to keep those demons in the bottle for your grand opening.
I got in more shots than Mosley did. That's for sure.
Right. And my shoulder looks worse than Sugar Shane. I saw Sugar Shane Mosley after the fight walking around the hotel. He looked fine.
It's the only thing. It's the best seats to a fight I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was terrific. And based on that lady that was in front of us, I'd say it's reasonably certain we'll never be sitting there again.
I think we're okay.
You think we'll be okay?
Yeah, I saw her as I stormed out.
Oh, you did? Yeah. She was cool?
She said, where are you going? And I said, I'm leaving. It has nothing to do with you. Oh. It has everything to do with the gentleman sitting to my left.
Oh, you threw me under the bus to her.
Well, I was perfectly nice to her. I don't think I had any conversation with her.
No, we're okay.
I'm sure we're okay.
Did I, Rob?
No.
Okay, very good.
Nice.
Okay,
very nice.
Good. Yeah, thank
excellent.
You. Thanks.
Very nice.
Oh, glad. Glad it's over.
So we get back. We get back, and I walk through the door last night, and Frida says, you know, hey, did you have a good time? I roll up my sleeve, and I go, look what he did to me.
Oh, no.
And she says,
oh, no.
She says,
and it was really the backhand thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was the backhand thing.
And then later, and though, became the fist.
I'm so sorry.
And she said, you sound like a married couple.
Yeah.
She said, are you mad at him? I said, yeah, but he was drinking.
I'm sorry there was spousal abuse in our relationship.
It's okay. He was drinking. I said to Frida, I said, you know, I've seen him hit other people before when he drinks. He didn't hit me. I said, but he didn't.
Well, no, he let's didn't clarify.
He didn't hit me out of anger.
Not, I don't hit people out of anger.
He did.
Well, not all the time.
I'm thinking about, like, well, no. There, but
Dennis
that,
Reese.
That guy hit you first, though.
Yeah, Dennis
Reese. He cold-cocked you first.
Oh, Dennis Reese hit me hard.
I understand you wouldn't hit him if you didn't love him.
He just wouldn't listen.
Okay. I
know. Oh, God.
Anyway, that's it. Thanks to HBO. Had a good time in Vegas.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. Yeah, I'm onto a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm onto that nicotine gum.
Good.
Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, please. I've got lots of money. I won't have any problem cashing a second party out-of-state paycheck, will I? The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think it'd be a problem. Don't worry
about
it.
Let me just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here? While I'm thinking of these things for the morning, you know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yes, don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for this stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. Welcome, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this Monday afternoon. And before we get back into the best of Don and Mike, let's check in with our friends at Access Hollywood.
The tsunami disaster has sparked a strong show of support in Hollywood and her veteran reporter's compelling experience in Sri Lanka. It's next in the Access Hollywood update.
Tonight on NBC, Couples Fear Factor is back.
Yeah!
8 couples, 7 weeks, $1 million.
Yeah, baby!
And a hot all-new Las Vegas with Sly Stallone, Duran Duran, and, oh yeah, a kidnapping. Then, Patricia Arquette in the premiere of Median. She sees things others can't.
The sister saw everything.
The dead sister.
Yeah.
All-new Fear Factor Couples, Vegas in the premiere of Median, NBC Tonight.
Dermarest, the psoriasis solution, asks,
what's complete freedom? It's an open road with the top down. It's my bare arms getting warmed by the sun. It's my bare arms without a trace of psoriasis.
That's complete freedom. Other brands only relieve itching and inflammation, but Dermarest psoriasis provides complete relief by also removing embarrassing scales, allowing healthy skin to grow.
Healthy skin? That's complete freedom.
Try new medicated moisturizing foam shampoo and new grease-free scalp treatment mousse from Dermarest, the psoriasis solution.
Hello, I'm Billy Bush with the Access Hollywood update, and the Today Show's Ann Curry is in Sri Lanka, overwhelmed by the devastation.
I'm standing in a place, Philly, where hundreds of people died.
The pain has got to be still so raw.
That's the most heartbreaking part of covering this, and for all of these people here, Billy. You know, I spoke yesterday with a father who lost a child and his wife. And he said after the flood, he went searching for his wife and found her, and then found a small body covered in a sheet. And he pulled back the sheet, and all he could do is kiss her goodbye. It is heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to talk to people. You find yourself in tears speaking to them.
And relief for the battered region is starting to pour in from Hollywood. In Hong Kong, Jackie Chan made a $65,000 donation, and Leonardo DiCaprio says he will raise funds to help the people of a Thai island that served as the location for his movie The Beach. That island was severely damaged. For more on this story, you can go to accesshollywood.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Boy, that Access Hollywood just dropped right out on me. That's what we call in the radio business for dropped right out on me. Anyway, let's get back into the best of Don and Mike. And I know you are going to love this one because it involves you, the caller. It's the phone scan time on the best of Don and Mike.
Sorry, your unscreened phone calls on the phone scan. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, it's Deacon from Baltimore.
Hi there.
When you guys get a chance, you got to check out that boxing match that you didn't see too well because Sugar Shane Mosley is practically crying in his corner every round. He bet $3 million.
Would you like a hold on? Would you like a moment to get rid of whatever that is in your throat?
Would you like to clear your throat?
Yeah, I got cancer.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It's
going to be hard to clear.
Congratulations. As you know, everybody with cancer is a winner on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Listen, did you know that Sugar Shane bet $3 million on himself and lost it?
He bet on himself, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of cancer, sir?
Throat cancer.
Oh, sorry to hear that. How long you got?
About a year, if I'm lucky. Mike, if I stop smoking. Hey, let me ask the...
Hold on, I'm trying to gauge the prize here based on your medical condition.
He's got a year, you got to give him a good prize.
Let me ask Mike a question.
Yes, go ahead, I'm here for you, sir.
Mike, when you get the restaurant opened, I think it'll be a great idea.
Thanks, look around cafe.
If you drink down there and then serve as your own bouncer, man, that would really be a creative idea for you.
Okay.
All right.
Based on what Don said. Now, who do you think would win in a fight between you and Don?
It would be a draw because we would never fight each other. Oh, no, Mike would kill me. I've never been in a fight in my life. I've never really been
me
in
neither.
A fight.
No.
You know, a DJ in Baltimore said he saw Mike at the Ravens game, and he thought...
No, that's Don.
No, he saw... Okay,
no, I've never been to a Ravens
game. I'm sorry, he saw Don, and he said he looked like the baddest guy on the planet.
That's right, mm-hmm. I'm a bad mother, you know what.
Is there any way I could see you on the reruns at the fight? I'd like to know how bad you look.
I think we were looking pretty bad, all of us.
Yeah.
Look at the red eyes.
We were looking bad. Like,
yeah, but I mean, where were you sitting so I can check
really
it out?
It's easy to spot us. I'm to Don King's left. Mike is sitting between Sylvester Stallone and Mark Burnett. You can see Don's back as he leaves.
Right. Listen, my friend.
Don is sitting on James Caan's left.
The guy said you look like the baddest mother on the planet.
I am, yeah. Which is why.
And I'm curious as hell why he said that.
Because I'm bad. I'm bad. You know I'm really bad. Come on, I'm bad. I'm bad.
Well, you know what celebrity listen, you most look like?
Tony Soprano. Listen, cancer guy.
Yeah.
Get your ass to Applebee's.
Hey, I don't have no cancer, and I don't go out of the house.
Oh, you're lying. Oh, forget you.
All right.
I don't have no cancer.
Himself. He bet $3 million on himself.
Yeah, but I think that if he can get cancer in the next 2 months, you should give him that gift certificate.
Yeah, and then he's going to Applebee's with the whole family.
Put him in the smoking section.
Don and Mike Show. You know what I wanted to do? If he really had cancer, yeah. That'd be funny. Give him you want a 2-year subscription to Sports Illustrated. He got a year to live. Hello.
And he didn't have a year to live. He was toying with us.
He'll probably live forever. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, totally cancer-free here.
All right. Right on. I wish I could say the same.
Oh, God.
Just got to be honest about it. Don't want to mislead you guys or anything.
That's okay. Hey, we appreciate that.
Thank you. On that special of Andy Rooney, did you guys catch this part where he actually read a letter on the air where one of the people had mentioned to him that he needed to shave his eyebrows completely clean off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you that it was everything that anybody's ever wanted to say about this guy.
You know,
he read the letters last night.
Andy Rooney, I would think that would make a good 15-minute special.
Mm-hmm.
You could fill up a quarter of an hour with him just shaving his eyebrows off. I'd love to see that.
And
you would have to go through three sets of Walls trimmers to do that.
You would. Thank you, my friend. And I loved him reading the hate mail.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Because he doesn't care anymore.
Best thing he's done.
And here, and Mike, I know you're wondering, Mr. Rooney, we're going to clip your eyebrows tonight.
Okay. You ever wonder why it's so difficult to get through this coarse eyebrow hair?
And you ever get one of those close-ups of his talons?
Oh, he's handsome.
Yeah.
He's
oh.
old man. He's pure old man, isn't he?
He's like half old man turning into some type of amphibious creature.
Take a look at the lower plate.
Yeah.
Look at the choppers on the bottom. That's what you always look at with the old guys.
I only look at the hands where it looks like there's webbing, where like
right.
there used to be four fingers. Maybe now there's just two that have molded together.
Well, the second 15 minutes of that half-hour special would be him typing.
Yes. Can you hear the cracking?
Yeah, and it would have to be an old-fashioned typewriter.
Flecks of skin coming off.
Hello, line five. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, Don. I'm riddled with cancer.
You're riddled?
Absolutely riddled.
T.S. Hello, Don and Mike show.
No Applebee's for you.
Yeah. Right, Mike.
Yeah, not
hello.
A chance.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Congratulations on your 2 days off.
Oh, yeah, congratulations on getting canceled from this show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Wonder if you could give the background or whatever on that bumper you just played coming into this segment. I remember something about a female reporter, but beyond that, I can't remember.
Oh, that, okay, yeah. That's her name is Holly Morris.
Holly Morris is one of the perky feature reporters on Channel 5's morning show.
She's out of control, like 18 cups of coffee before she goes on the air. And she's married to the weatherman. You got to know if you're watching the dynamic. It's funny.
She's married to Sue Palka?
Yes.
Okay,
they went to Vermont.
Very happy.
And,
a little marriage
and
ceremony.
The background on the tape is that she's at some place where they're having a champagne party, and she's shaking up the champagne bottle and opening it.
Right.
And the way that we used to do the show, well, we could say it sounds like
Something else is happening.
It sure does.
That's why we played it all day. Is that what it was? It was champagne.
Yeah. And she's going, oh, I'm getting it all over. Oh,
yeah.
Right. God, she's hyper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also I should mention in the clip, she's bottomless. Hello, Don and Mike.
Shalom, guys.
Shalom.
Hi, Goy.
Hey, what's happening? We're happy to be your Goys.
No, that's I'm just talking to Rob with that one.
Okay. You know, that'd be a...
You know, of course, I heard you mention a Jewish holiday.
How about Goy Polloi, though? Would that be a great Three Stooges movie, Goy Polloi?
Yeah, you just make the Jewish version of Hoi Polloi.
Oh, Don, Rob is definitely your Goy toy. We've all figured that out by now.
Goy toy.
Wink, wink. Yeah, I heard you guys mention a Jewish holiday. So
yeah.
I wanted to call in.
Yeah, it was that Madonna religion.
Yeah, now is that a real holiday or is that something I read Madonna made that up?
Well, okay, first two things. First of all, Kabbalah is actually a part of Judaism. It's the mystical tradition of Judaism.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
So it's actually a part of the religion, is what
it is. However, what Madonna's essentially created is like an ancient wisdom of California. You know, I guarantee you that when they find them all dead and they find the picture of Kool-Aid, that Kool-Aid won't be kosher. I guarantee it.
You
know what that is? That's Applebee's, and this guy doesn't have cancer. He gets Applebee's for being a good caller.
Yes, give him Applebee's.
Hello, Don?
Yes.
I keep kosher, so Applebee's is out for me, but give it to the next caller.
Clearly they have something kosher on the menu.
They don't have kosher food at Applebee's?
No, they have the kosher mozzarella sticks.
Don't you have a gift certificate to Apple Bombs?
Hot and Mike show.
Hello. Rob, that's pretty good.
That was good.
Hello,
Bombs.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Welcome to Apple Bombs.
Hello, welcome to Apple Bombs. We've got a fine selection of kosher foods for you.
Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you guys doing today?
Hi.
Yeah, if we're going to Apple Bombs, then I'd like to place my order. I want some shake and bake chicken. Mashed potatoes and gravy,
Hey, dude, you're so not funny.
not getting it.
I don't know. There's not a nice way to tell you this.
Meal.
You said apple bombs.
Yeah, I know, but you said apple bombs, meaning like it's a Jew thing. It's a Jewish thing.
Well, I'm having a kosher dinner.
No, steak and bacon. You're so not funny.
No,
goodbye. We delete that call.
Just erase it.
What's the new thing we want to say now? Request denied.
Request denied! Yeah.
We're going to have Dude Walker on the show this week, and we're going to get just a blanket dude getting very
mad. Request denied.
Yeah, with callers. You don't always have a snappy retort to every moron that calls the show.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and sometimes, especially after somebody's had a funny call like that Jewish fellow that called in, he was funny. Rob had a funny line, and then the next guy comes along, and he just pours stuff all over it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yes,
Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Did you know that this is the National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month month?
I guess I'd forgotten since I was healed.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought I would remind you. Also,
everybody go get a colostomy. I did find a way to celebrate over the weekend, though.
A colonoscopy.
Hey, Buzz.
What was that? I missed that.
Buzz found a way to celebrate over the weekend. He did on Friday night.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I had a couple questions for Mike.
Fire away.
Okay. How much did you win in Atlantic City or whatever, your first winnings?
Privileged information.
Is that why you bought the restaurant?
Yes, I bought it on my winnings from gambling.
Gangly look around, Cafe.
Won the restaurant in a game. Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That's how Mike also met his first wife, Billy.
And asked for
he went her. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Honeymoon in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
but Mike was Nicolas Cage, and your first wife, Billy,
won
was
in a car
Sarah
game.
Jessica Parker.
And as far as the next question he was going to ask, request denied.
Hello.
You bet.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello. Yes, and Mike, phone scan.
Okay, great. Then you got a Canadian caller here.
The Canadian caller, Don.
Yes. I just want to tell you guys the temperature here in Canada.
All right, go.
About 1 degrees.
Okay, but what is it? What is it in an American?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that.
Nine stone.
Can you explain why 85% of the population borders America? Because you're ready to attack, aren't you?
Yeah, we couldn't
rally the
well
that.
Where did you get that statistic, Rob?
I just made it up, but I think it's
that 85% of Canada borders America.
The population of Canada is close to the border.
No, actually.
Because Rob believes they're going to attack.
I read it in Hemispheres magazine.
Hello.
Really?
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Rob. See, some would say that it's colder, Rob, in the northern regions. That's why they'd be there. But you believe
that's
they are
what
massing.
They want you to think.
Right.
Massing along the border.
Right. Like in Vancouver and Toronto.
They're getting ready. They're massing at the border to attack us.
Step up the guard, boys.
Hello.
Here they come.
Up in Vermont, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
The next time you guys are in Vegas, you'll be at the other beach. Did you see the other beach there? You probably can't say it on the air.
Oh, you mean the topless beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I found it.
I got props to my man, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz scoped it out, and when Buzz and I were out at the pool on Saturday, he said, are you aware there's a topless beach right around the corner? I said, baby, let's go. He said, you have to have a reservation.
Oh, really? You don't have to, but it helps. And the place was just packed because of the fight weekend, so I couldn't get in this time, but I'm going back.
And the other thing that Buzz and I have decided... Well, first, we decided we're going to go back.
Okay.
You know, because I love vacationing now with everybody on the show, except you, because I know so little about you, Mike.
Right, exactly.
You're an enigma to me.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't
understand.
Until I read the article on you in the local newspaper, I knew what town you lived in.
Hey, but you know my phone number.
Yeah, yes, I do.
So it would have simply been a quick call to check the exchange, and you would have been able to find out what town I lived in.
So I say to Buzz, you know, we should do something like this. We should, you know, we should socialize. We should do something like this. And Buzz says that there's this topless place. And then we notice that behind us at Mandalay Bay, they have these cabanas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw those. Did you see the cabana with the TV inside?
They all have TVs, and they all have refrigerators.
Yeah, they do. And there are a bunch of guys watching the basketball game.
You get your area roped off with the velvet ropes. You got your own refrigerator. You got the big chairs with the big cushions.
And you're right next to the pool.
You got the girls
with... The bikini-clad waitresses.
Yes. The girls with the great bodies bringing you the drinks.
A little slice of heaven, isn't it?
You know, Buzz said to me, hey, really, could you imagine anything better that you're in 80-degree weather,
right?
It's sunny, you're at a pool, you're having a cigar, you're getting drunk,
and you're watching the NCAA March Madness.
Only one thing for both you guys make that a little bit better.
What's that?
Matching outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Matching cabana outfits.
Only if Buzz touches my feet.
Done.
And you can only touch my feet if you've had an accident.
Agreed.
And Mike, you can only come if you punch me.
It's Vegas fun.
You beat me up again.
Vegas fun, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Are you there?
Somebody's not paying attention.
Oh, I'll go to this one. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, last week y'all said something about the cartoon that was offshoot of the video game that they had to cut out the bum shot.
Right, that's right.
They did not cut it out.
Huh. All right, well.
I happened to be watching it, and I didn't even know I was watching it until I saw it, and I turned to my husband, and I was like, hey, they were supposed to cut that out.
Well,
they actually showed it.
What are they supposed to cut out?
The butt of one of the people in the TV show that's based on the video game.
Oh, that's right. That's
although, yeah, she was in the shower, and the dog drilled a hole in the wall, and they showed her.
You and your food.
You should immediately, Mike, that I didn't
get those in the hot rotation.
I do. You should call the FCC immediately.
And also keep in mind that a large percentage of our news is made up.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
It's good that people are looking out for those things.
I got them all right here, Mike.
Winner!
Hold on.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
There it is.
I got this one.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe. You and your food are going on an adventure.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, yeah. I got presents Wednesday.
Ooh, cool. Last call. And you know, we're all coming out together.
Good, yeah. Good.
We're
good.
All, me and Buzz and Robbie and all the gal, we're all coming out.
But good. And, are you going to wear your hats that I'm going to bring you?
No. No. But the hats that say O'Mara's on them?
Should I even bother bringing the hats in for you? You can give it to somebody. Give it to your son.
Okay.
I'm bringing the hats.
Okay.
Yeah, whether you like I paid for the hats. I'm bringing the hats.
I want a hat.
Okay. I'm bringing hats. I'm bringing t-shirts.
Okay. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey
Buzz. I got a website. I got a website I want you to check out real quick.
You're the last caller, my friend. What's the website?
I think it'll help the show real quick.
This guy's trouble.
Yeah.
Ready?
You're trouble.
Born ready.
Go ahead.
Got my finger on the button.
E-bombs. E-B-A-U-M-S.
Okay.
World.com.
All right, now either this guy is on the level.
E-bombs world.
Or this is some kind of awful.
No, it's a good.
What is the website about?
It's got a bunch of voices, like the callers that call in and do the voices with the movies and stuff. You can check it out. You can use it.
Oh, you mean like you're trying to like be our assistant producer out there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, eat one, okay?
Hey.
You jerk. Do I come down to JCPenney and say to you, hey, you know
what?
You know what I think you should do is you should rearrange the underpants so that the more at eye level. Come on, get out of here, you dope.
Guys. Come on.
I've been there. I haven't seen anything interesting there yet.
I thought E-bombs was basically a carryover from Apple bombs.
That's what
it is. Storyboards.
Okay, get out of here, dope.
Aren't you glad you called?
An idiot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, oh my, you guys rule.
Thank you. Now that?
There you go.
That's a keep it simple.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, much
keep
better.
It simple. We all have our hands in the air.
That's it. What's your name?
Carlos.
And Carlos, where are you from?
Arlington.
Carlos, do you have cancer?
Not yet.
Okay. Congratulations. Maybe you'll catch it at Applebee's. You won a $50 gift certificate. Imagine that. You just came. What's wrong? Oh, I caught cancer at Applebee's. You won Carlos.
Yeah.
You won a $50 gift certificate at Applebee's.
Oh, that's awesome.
Don't have to settle for fast food. Applebee's Carside. To go now. Available at your neighborhood at Applebee's. Carlos, thank you for listening.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Very good.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Nom bleu.
Right. Thank you, Carlos.
Cool, thank you.
Hold on, dude. Thank you. Always fun talking with our listeners. I like the phone scans a lot more than I liked when we talked to people during the entire show.
You're absolutely right, Don.
As far as Saturday night, the beating that man took. I couldn't work it in during the phone scan, so I had to throw it in right there.
The beating this man took sitting next to his radio partner.
I'll tell you this, my arm is not non-blue. My arm is a little black and blue.
I saw it.
You hurt me.
Sorry about that.
You hit me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138, all
What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
The Don and Mike Show.
Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
That's right, like a fine cheddar. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Moving right along. I know I love this next segment coming up. I always love me the psychics. And Don and Mike do too. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Here's the deal. I know.
I am a visionary.
You are, Mike.
I am.
Hank is. But this woman claims she really is. Do you have the special music, the psychic music?
Oh, here we go.
All right, let's call Elizabeth Joyce.
I didn't know this is our official psychic music.
Who's a psychic and whatever.
Pretty good. I would like to make this official that this is our permanent psychic or anybody that predicts anything music.
This is also our Martian music.
Right.
Hello?
Hey, Elizabeth, it's Don and Mike.
How are you, Don and Mike?
We're doing great. We're so sorry that we're late. Of course, you probably knew that we'd be late calling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you can see that type of thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, Elizabeth, you're a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, this is not good news for the people who live between Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming.
You know, normally psychics, at least psychics we've had on this show, they hold back from making dire, you know, death predictions. This seems pretty scary what you're predicting.
You say that...
It can be... If you talk to a scientist,
uh-huh.
you will find that this will manifest in two different ways. Either it will
yes.
create new geysers,
uh-huh.
or... It's going to go all at once.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My point is that the people living in the area should at least be informed about it.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what? Well, just to enlighten us, what are you saying? What's the worst thing that could possibly happen?
That a bubble underneath Yellowstone surrounding all the geysers will expand enough to explode and create a crater.
Wow.
And it could happen. And
how many more years will According to Jim be on the ABC schedule? We're talking to our secchi...
Your birthday, Jim.
What?
Pardon me?
It's your birthday.
No, Jim, I'm not no. Jim. Jim Belushi is America's most beloved comedic actor.
Oh.
And he has a show on ABC, and I'm deathly afraid it's going to be canceled. It's called According to Jim. I love the show.
Good.
I pretty much base my life on the show.
And he wants to know how long it's going to be successful.
It should be on for about 5 years total.
Now, more years. Thank you, sexy sinkhole psychic.
Now, Elizabeth, whenever we have a psychic on, it's always important to check their track record. Do you have a track record of predicting anything else big?
In the year 1999, in the January issue of Fake Magazine, I had a little blurb. It said, "Welcome, President Gore." A dark
fake magazine
named Veronica will upset the White House. A mad, angry blonde will bring forth the truth, and President Clinton will be impeached in the fall months.
Honey, tell us something that was real, though.
That was real.
I mean, I know, but tell us.
But that was real. I wrote it.
But a lot of psychics hang their hat on that. Tell us, like...
Well, I was sitting in the living room on New Year's Day with all of my girlfriends, and I stated that we were going to lose the Twin Towers next year, and they got all mad and said, don't talk negative. I said, fine.
Well, see, now that's where we need some
documentation. That's pretty patient.
I also have predicted that President Bush will not run for president this year. I know he's running now, but that's going to be stopped.
Why?
Well, I'm not quite sure why.
It can't be because America all of a sudden wakes up and finds out he's an idiot.
Well, that could be.
No.
I thought, come on. When he went in, I said that he would be pulled out by the throat. But nonetheless, it's going to be either because they do find out that he did know about 9/11 or that he has some kind of an illness. I don't
really?
Carry running either. We're going to have the monkey year. We had the year of the monkey.
Some kind of illness. Boy, what if it was like...
The monkey year?
What if it was in his bottom? do you find any illness in President Bush's bottom?
I haven't looked. The monkey year is the year of the monkey. That's the Chinese year that we're in.
Yeah.
1968, that's when we lost Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. And, of course, the guy that got buried in Giant Stadium. What was his name?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Right.
The only good thing about that year was that we landed on the moon.
So you think the monkey year traditionally is a bad year?
It's an upsetting year. What we expect doesn't happen.
Hmm. So does that mean that there will be a monkey in the presidency?
There already is. Let me ask you something.
Every prediction I predicted every year has happened. I did predict the Patriots would win the Super Bowl.
The Patriots.
Did you predict that you wouldn't be able to pronounce the name correctly?
Patriots.
Well, we always say Patriots.
All right, let's check out. You say it's the year of the monkey? Let's see what happens. Let's shake our magic eight ball. All right.
The year of the monkeys.
Hello, this is Davy Jones from the Monkees, and I make a point of never listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, you're right.
I knew they'd be back. Elizabeth, do you like the Monkees?
Sure.
Hey, who's going to win American Idol? This is what I want to know. I don't watch it.
I never watch it.
Oh, honey, listen, this is what people want. We don't want to know about a 200-mile radius collapsing.
They want to know about Arnold. I said he'd win, too. I say Kobe Bryant goes free.
Oh, you do? All right. Now, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I had hoped that Martha Stewart would, because I think it should have been Cheney up there instead of Stewart.
Did you predict that Martha Stewart would go free?
I predicted that she wouldn't go to jail.
Do you stand by that prediction?
I would like to. I did predict that, so I have to stand by it.
Because she's going to do some time.
What are your thoughts on the life of David Letterman's baby? What do you predict for this baby?
Oh, my
God. Here's the first question. Gay or straight? Gay or straight for David Letterman's baby?
He is a boy, right?
Yes.
He's going to have a fine baby.
Gay or straight? You can be fine either way.
Straight.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
You ever use the Magic 8 Ball?
No, I don't need to.
Why?
And all of those questions that you're asking me are nobody's business.
Well, but you're a psychic.
Oh, but America wants to know.
It's the culture of celebrity.
Yeah, but I don't care. That's not what I'm about. What I'm really about is trying to help people better their lives and to avoid...
Mm-hmm. Will the television show The Swan be canceled?
I have no idea, nor do I care.
So you think that Bush will be either dead or voted out of office?
I didn't say anything about him being dead.
No.
He would have butt cancer.
Something would be wrong with him. She didn't say anything about the part of the body.
Disease.
He'd be yanked out of office either because of disease or controversy or...
He will not be able to continue.
Do you fancy vanilla ice cream?
June or July.
Do you fancy vanilla, chocolate, strawberry ice cream? Which is your favorite, m'lady?
Raspberry.
Please answer the question, though.
Butterscotch.
Answer the question. Chocolate, strawberry, one of those three, darling.
I can have them all.
Now, which one is your favorite?
None of them are.
None of them. If you had to make a choice.
I wouldn't choose any of them.
Aha. Uh-huh.
All right, then I must, and I'm pathetic. Who will win the World Series this year?
I have no idea. Can you ask me something?
Will we win the war in Iraq? Will we get out of Iraq?
We are not over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're going to start in Korea.
We're going to have a war.
We're going to have a war in 2005.
That's the second psychic that said that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have war in Korea. We're going to have war in 2005. Mm. We will have a first-term president, one-term president who will be a Democrat.
Do you fancy rare roast beef?
No.
What is your meat of choice?
Lobster.
What is your breakfast meat of choice?
Fish, honey.
I eat breakfast.
Mm. You don't eat breakfast?
No.
It's the most important meal of the day.
It might be, but I don't eat breakfast. I'm a coffee girl.
You're a coffee girl?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Regis Philbin will live out the year?
Of course.
Are there any major celebrity deaths that you see in your crystal ball?
Major celebrity death.
I know it's tough since Bob Hope's been taken out of play. How about the Pope? Will the Pope make it through the year?
Probably not. The death that I see that I really am praying for is Michael Jackson.
You're praying for that?
No, I'm praying for him, for saving.
Because you see him not being around?
I do. I am very depressed.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Hold on, here's a call for you. This is a guy from Sacramento named Don. Don!
Hey, God, radio guys, how are you today?
Oh, we're doing great.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
I have a quick question. At the beginning of this interview, I believe your psychic said that 1968 was the year of the monkey. We lost Robert Kennedy and...
Martin Luther King.
Right.
Martin Luther King, and the only good thing that happened in the year was that we landed on the moon.
Uh-huh.
My history books tell me we landed on the moon in 1969.
Ah, well, then it was a bad year.
For the year of the monkey, what say you?
What Elizabeth? Say you, Elizabeth?
Well, I thought it was in December of 68.
Honey, what year did the Jets win the Super Bowl against the Colts?
What did you want to ask me?
I'm just trying.
I was curious how you can see the future when you can't remember the past.
I'm hanging up on you because you're rude.
He's trouble. And you know, we gotta back that up. Make sure that guy was right about the landing on the moon. It might have happened.
I'm not sure. I had this discussion yesterday with people on Easter, and the one girl said it was in 68. The other one said, no, it was in 69. I said, no, I think it was...
It was 69, I believe, honey.
The manned flight was summer of 69, wasn't it?
Okay, so who went up in 68 then? Glenn?
It was a monkey.
Hey, vis-a-vis Michael Jackson, do you fancy yourself Beat It or Billie Jean?
Oh, Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
Absolutely.
Right.
I love that song.
Thoughts? I'm going to just throw out a name. Tell me a thought. Tito Jackson.
No thought.
Mel Gibson.
Oh, I love him.
Alan Linewand.
Don't know him.
Dick Cheney.
He should have been in Martha Stewart's shoes. He's the one that's caused all this trouble in the first
place. Kevin Nealon.
I don't know who that is.
Mel Karmazin.
Don't know who that is either.
Wow.
Frieda Source.
Nope. Who are these people?
They're people that are very, very important, and we're just throwing them out. You know, we're trying to do this thing if something catches you, if something jumps out at you.
Sort of gut reaction.
Right. Larry Michael.
No reaction.
Grant Napier.
Chuck Pearson.
Stop at Grant.
Would you say stop at Grant?
Yeah, there's a problem with him. Is he in Florida?
You bet there is. No, he's in Sacramento. No,
not yet.
He's retarded. You think that's the problem?
I just felt that there was something not right.
All right, now I want you to think really carefully on this one, okay?
All right, now your time's running out.
Just think of the same. Tom Gavin.
Nobody told me that I was going to be tested, you know.
Well, we're not testing.
It's on the
Tom
test.
Gavin.
You're not testing.
Tommy, oh, you're a handful.
Yes, you're not testing me.
No, we're not testing you, honey. We're just asking you names. What do you think about
Tom Gavin, what comes into your mind?
Not much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, yeah, she's a psychic.
They got a couple right.
All right, so let's see, just for the record, so we know, Elizabeth, you're predicting the gigantic tragedy between...
Volcanic eruption, really.
May 6th and April 6th and May 30th. That's what you said.
Yep.
And just so you know, we've done some research on the internet. On July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong was the first man on the moon.
Great.
So, you know, you're wrong about that.
Her point stands about 68 being a bad year because it was the year of the monkey.
How do you feel about 69?
Next question.
All right.
How do you feel about... Never mind.
Watch it now.
You have no comment on 69?
Nope.
All right. Was that a better year than 68?
Nope.
Why?
The year my grandmother died.
Oh. So 69 brings bad memories for you.
Well, it was unpleasant. She was older and it was expected, but it was not easy.
Yeah. Right. But we had the moon landing.
And what will be...
I'm sorry, 69 is always a good number for me.
And what will be the result of these FCC witch hunts?
Darling?
I think that they're trying to control the media. Mm-hmm. And that they do not want
all of the truth to come out in the media.
Let me ask you.
They want us to tell them only what we're told, just like they do in other countries. They want us to put out on television only what we're told, and it has to stop.
Mm-hmm. Will it stop?
Yes.
What about Michael Powell?
Good.
Tell me about the name Michael Powell. He's an FCC commissioner. Michael Powell.
I see. I see that he's got something going on in his stomach area.
Oh, I hope so. Is it a bleeding ulcer?
Probably.
They're not going to be around long, so it's okay.
Oh, I hope
so. We have a new administration.
Is it a parasite? One of those things that grows inside your stomach?
We're going to have a new administration. That's the most important thing for you to hear. You're in Washington, D.C. There will be a new administration. Nobody believes it, but it will happen.
But it won't be the Kerry administration.
It will not be.
Wow.
Really?
That's big.
It will not be.
That's interesting. How can you say that? He's the candidate that's running against Bush.
I know, because I'm a crazy lady down the block. That's how I can say it.
Well, I'll tell you, you may be a crazy, but by the end of May, if it's not a sinkhole out in Yellowstone, you know, we'll...
You'll have to call me back and harass me.
Listen, Elizabeth, you got a website or anything you need to plug?
Yes, I do. My website is www.new-visions.com.
Right.
And if people would like a reading, I also have a 24-hour answering service.
Gotcha.
And that's 201-934-8986.
Blah, blah. Okay, thank you. You've been insightful.
And I want to say hello to my... daughter in Great Falls, Virginia. Hi.
Hey. Oh, there you go.
Thank you very much.
I'm just picking a phone caller.
The
he's in my radio show.
Absolutely.
Get out of you, psychic.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Just
take
send
care.
Her the
very
message
nice.
To call you.
She's gone, Don.
Bye.
Now, what do we look for before what? Before May 30th, we look for the sinkhole in Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm. And then look for Bush to become very ill.
Or for some reason, not run.
Right.
That's correct. What she said.
Hold on to the rail.
And
she also said, but it won't be Kerry. So, you know.
That's mysterious.
You know what that means?
Nader.
President Ralph Nader.
Wow.
Okay.
And that technically also is the year of the monkey.
He's number one with psychics.
Ralph Nader resembles the monkey.
And he loves 69. The year, of course.
Of course.
Well, now that we've not had enough fun with old people today, we got one quick break here with a chance for you to win $100.
All right. Yeah.
One shot, one call. Game is called Guess the Whoopee.
Guess the Whoopee.
Now, we're looking for newlyweds. And not like Nick and Jessica. I mean, newlyweds that are smart. Here's the deal. If you're newly married, you call us up at 877-365-3636. And because sex is such a private matter, it's something I'm sure that early in the marriage you've not discussed with your in-laws. And good, because you're not going to be discussing your sex life. We're going to be discussing their sex life.
Yes, in-law sex lives.
And the deal is, oh God, Rob just pulled up a picture of her.
Really?
On the web. Okay. She looks like Aunt Clara from Bewitched. Is she not a dead ringer for Aunt Clara? Look at her.
Oh, print that out for me.
Oh, Samantha.
Hello, it's time to feed my cat. I love 69.
Jesus.
Cat feeding time.
New cat vision. New / visions.
Hello.
Thank you, Endora.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Joyce.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the moonbeams.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Let's get right back into it. Best of Don and Mike. Time to play Guess the Whoopee.
All right. Let's play let's play Guess the Whoopee. And we're playing out $100. That's it. $100. One shot. You got to get it. Let's go to Rick. Richard?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Where are you from, Richard?
I'm from Warrenton, Virginia. How are you?
We're doing great.
God.
Hey, don't hide from your feelings, Richard. Richard, how long have you been married?
Oh, we've been married about, a year and a half.
All right, hold on.
Year and a half, that I think probably is still within the newlywed window.
Here's Jess. Jess, hi, Jess. Hey, Jess.
Jess, are you there?
Yep.
Jess, where are you from?
Buffalo, New York.
How long have you been married?
Since July 5th of last year.
July 5th. So is that roughly the same as the other guy?
No, he's been married less time. Less than a year in this case.
See, that's good you went to college.
Yeah, he's been married a very brief time compared to the other guy. Other guys, I think when you get over that year mark, you start heading down towards old married couples.
Oh, we got about five lines going on. Let's just go with the guy from Buffalo.
All right.
Hey, did you give the information to Joe?
I did.
You did?
All right.
Line two needs a phone number now.
Who are we going to be calling today?
My father-in-law.
And what's his name?
Whitey.
Whitey. Yeah, Rob's happy.
I'm joining him, Mike.
Yeah, well, I know you are. Whitey. You don't talk about that very much.
Don't let him keep you down, incidentally. To all my brothers out there.
How old would Whitey be?
57.
Still Hello. Probably active.
Yeah. Hey, Whitey. How you doing now, Whitey?
Whitey.
Hey, Whitey, your baby got back? What happened to now, Whitey?
Whitey.
And who is Whitey married to? What's your mom-in-law's name?
Elsie.
Whitey and Elsie.
Elsie. Wow. No great. Cow jokes, please.
Whitey, I don't know how to tell you this now, Whitey. You, I'm with a cow. All right, so it's Whitey and it's Elsie.
Whitey and Elsie. Are these legitimate people?
Yes, they are.
My All right, God, what a name.
And you've been in the family less than a year, and they were in the mid-50s, was that something
Late
like that?
Late 50s, 57.